Well, are the John Dashwoods hypocrites? It depends upon our definition of hypocrisy. The young man could not see his evil impulses as they gathered force and gained on him, and even his wife, though a worse character, is also self-deceived. She reflects that old Mr. Dashwood may have been out of his mind at his death. She thinks of her own little boy, and surely a mother ought to think of her own child. She has muddled herself so completely that in one sentence she can refuse the ladies the income that would enable them to keep a carriage, and then the next can say that they will not be keeping a carriage and so will have no expenses. No doubt men and women in other lands can muddle themselves too, yet the state of mind of Mr. and Mrs. John Dashwood seems to me typical of England. They are slow. They take time even to do wrong, whereas people in other lands do wrong quickly. There are national faults as there are national diseases, and perhaps one can draw a parallel between them. It has always impressed me that the national diseases of England should be cancer and consumption, slow, insidious, pretending to be something else, while the diseases proper to the South should be cholera and plague, which strike at a man when he is perfectly well and may leave him a corpse by evening. Mr. and Mrs. John Dashwood are moral consumptives. They collapse gradually without realizing what the disease is. There is nothing dramatic or violent about their sin. You cannot call them villains. Here is the place to glance at some of the other charges that have been brought against the English as a nation. They have, for instance, been accused of treachery, cruelty, and fanaticism. In these charges, I have never been able to see the least point, because treachery and cruelty are conscious sins. The man knows he is doing wrong, and does it deliberately, like Tartuffle or Iago. He betrays his friend because he wishes to. He tortures his prisoners because he enjoys seeing the blood flow. He worships the devil because he prefers evil to good. From villainies such as these, the average Englishman is free. His character, which prevents the rising to certain heights, also prevents him from sinking to these depths. Because he does not produce mystics, he does not produce villains either. He gives the world no prophets, but no anarchists, no fanatics, religious or political.